Do, your question is relevant. Watch. Don't try to stop. There is no need to do any action against the mind. In the first place, who will do it? It will be mind fighting mind itself. You will divide your mind into two. One that is trying to pass over, the top dog, trying to kill the other part of itself, which is absurd. It is a foolish game. It can drive you crazy. Don't try to stop the mind or the thinking. Just watch it, allow it. Allow it total freedom. Let it run as fast as it wants. You don't try in any way to control it. You just be a witness. It is beautiful. Mind is one of the most beautiful mechanisms. Science has not yet been able to create anything parallel to mind. Mind still remains the masterpiece. So complicated, so tremendously powerful, with so many potentialities. Watch it. Enjoy it. And don't watch like an enemy, because if you look at the mind like an enemy, you cannot watch. You are already prejudiced. You are already against. You have already decided that something is wrong with the mind. You have already concluded. And whenever you look at somebody as an enemy, you never look deep, you never look into the eyes, you avoid. Watching the mind means look it with deep love, with deep respect, reverence. It is God's gift to you. Nothing is wrong in mind itself. Nothing is wrong in thinking itself. It is a beautiful process as other processes. Clouds moving in the sky are beautiful. Why not thoughts moving into the inner sky? Flowers coming to the trees are beautiful. Why not thoughts flowering into your being? The river running to the ocean is beautiful. Why not this stream of thoughts running somewhere to an unknown destiny is not beautiful? Look with deep reverence. Don't be a fighter. Be a lover. Watch the subtle nuances of the mind, the subtle turns, the beautiful turns, the sudden jumps and leaps, the games that mind goes on playing, the dreams that it weaves, the imagination, the memory, thousand and one projections that it creates. Watch, standing there, aloof, distant, not involved. And by you will start feeling. Deeper becomes your watchfulness. Deeper becomes your awareness. And gaps starts arising. Intervals. One thought goes and another has not come. And there is a gap. One cloud has passed. Another is coming and there is a gap. In those gaps, for the first time, you will have glimpses of no mind. You will have the taste of no mind. call it taste of Zen or Tao or Yoga. In those small intervals, suddenly the sky is clear and the sun is shining. Suddenly the world is full of mystery because all barriers are dropped. The screen on your eyes is no more there. You see clearly. You see penetratingly. The whole existence becomes transparent.